Peter Gammons. And Peter, if you heard any of that coming in, I think it's just a, last night on SportsCenter, I referred to it potentially as a Met fan's personal hell if it's Yankees, Phillies. What's the right answer? Who do they root for if that's what the Fall Classic turns out to be?
I think they root for anyone but the Yankees.
Really?
The Mets have created that, are now in so much in the shadow of the Yankees, that they can live with the Phillies being better, which they've been for three straight years.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really hard to live with. I mean, writers who favor the Mets write about, well, it's only about money. No, it's not. The Yankees are really well run.
You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised how many Yankees. I'm gonna get to it later. I don't want to waste your time with all this. But I think it's just a fun question as a fan because sometimes these moments pop up. And Peter, you've been such a fan of the way the Phillies play, how hard they play. Given that, did we see that? Did Joe Torre and the Dodgers just come up against a team that's just really literally going to battle you, not in the cliche for 27 outs, but literally for 27 outs?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I wrote a column likening them to the Flyers of the mid-70s, which for a lot of people doesn't mean anything, but they were really tough, and they really changed hockey, and they weren't great. They just out-toughed people. They out-hustled them.
Broad Street Bullies.
Listen, the Phillies are the best American League team in the National League. They play American League baseball. They can really hit. I mean, and they're aggressive. They're a great fastball-hitting team. They have 5, 6, 7 guys who can really mash, and they can really mash in that ballpark, and if they play in Yankee Stadium, they can mash in Yankee Stadium, too.
I totally agree with that.
We can have some great 14-11 games. I think one thing that gets overlooked, people love to talk about, well, the good old days in the dead ball era, they bunted and ran. Great, but you can't do that today. I mean, little ball doesn't work. And so if you go back to 2005, there have been 29 postseason series. The team that's hit the most home runs has won in 26 of them. The team that has the highest slugging percentage has won in 28 of them.
Wow.
And if the Yankees eliminate the Angels, it'll be 29 out of 30 and 27 out of 30. And the Phillies, Worth and Howard hit 5 home runs between them in that series. They've out-homered their opponents 14-8 in the postseason. And there's no reason to believe that they got to let up. I mean, the Yankee pitching, Sabathia is very good, but I think they could score runs off. And the way I think the Phillies could beat the Yankees if they play the Yankees, and I don't mean to slight the Angels in the least, but in this series, all of a sudden, the Phillies bullpen started pitching so that they could win 8-6 games. And that may be very important. I mean, you go to that out. Chad Durbin coming in and just overpowering Manny Ramirez at a situation where if Manny Ramirez could actually hit a fastball, could have turned the series. It was 8-3, but it could have made it 8-6. And then Ryan Madsen, the Dodgers started coming back. The game was sliding a little bit in the eighth inning, and Madsen came up in with the big outs. Lynch was very good in the series. So it may be that while I worry a little bit about where Cole Hamels is going right now, I still think that the Phillies bullpen gave signs that they could steal a couple of those wild games and end up winning the series.
Yeah, that might be very well what things turn into if they take on the Yankees. Peter Gammons, our guest, Scott Van Pelt, show ESPN Radio. And Peter, I think we're all sort of in the same boat. We see the way the Yankees are going. Rodriguez is out of his mind, and it's easy to sort of pencil them in to the World Series. But I like Lackey tonight at home. He's been good there. Do you feel like the Angels have a decent shot to get this back to New York?
I do. And Lackey's really good at home.
Yep.
And the way he pitched against the Red Sox, just pounded the strike zone. His curveball was really good. Yeah, I think he can get them back. And the Angels are a better team than what they played. I've been close to shocked at how unsettled they've seemed. They've seemed tentative. They've made a lot of kind of silly mistakes. They've done things that they haven't done during the season. So, maybe being at home and in the warmer weather, maybe this will all turn around for them. But you're right. That Yankee lineup is, Alex is out of his mind. Jeter gets so many huge hits. And, when you talk about Mark Teixeira as your third or fourth guy on a lineup, to me, that's just astounding.
Well,
because he's a great offensive player.
Yep. It might have, I suppose, regional appeal, but a little northeast battle between the Phillies and New York would be fun, but we don't slight the Angels. We'll see what happens tonight, Peter. Look forward to keeping tabs on where things go from here. Thanks, as always, for your time.
Thank you very much, Scott.